Hey there, it's Martine. Today, I am so excited to share with you something new from the audio team at The Washington Post. Let's start by listening to this.
Hey, we're hopefully going to be spending a lot of time together, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself. My name's Jeff Pierre. I'm a journalist at The Washington Post. And growing up, I remember how my dad would always try to get me and my sister to read the newspapers in the morning. He wanted it to be a part of our morning routine. You see, my parents, they came to the U.S. from Haiti, and they wanted to make sure that we could be a part of any conversation in school. Now I'm working at a newspaper. I actually love telling my dad that one. And I'm here talking to you all right now because I want to be a part of your morning routine. Every weekday morning, The Post highlights the 7 most important and interesting stories of the day. This has all been happening for the last year in a newsletter called The 7. It's well-rounded, it's short, and y'all, in just a few minutes, you'll be all set. But if you're like, Jeff, brother, my mornings are already packed. I don't have time to read anything in the morning. Couldn't you just, you know, turn this into like a podcast? I got you. I will be your host for that podcast, for The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm going to quickly talk you through those 7 stories Monday through Friday by 7 a.m. And you'll be all caught up in just a few minutes, ready to drop knowledge in your group chats and all of that. The 7 from The Washington Post starts on November 14th. Follow the show right now wherever you're listening, and we'll talk again soon.
I'm going to shake my head every single time I hear that. My pops is like, yes.
He's
like the Haitian parent that like got his kid to listen to him. He's like, like instead of like the doctor, like be like your cousin, the doctor is going to be like your cousin who listened to his father and read the newspaper.
I love that. Yeah. Proud, proud Haitian dads just are going to be there in solidarity. Excited about this. So I just loved listening to that. I'm so excited for this show. And we actually have Jeff here in the studio right now to tell us a little bit more about The 7, what we're going to be bringing to listeners. Jeff, hello. Thank you for being here.
What's up?
So tell me a little bit more about how you got here and how some of those experiences that you've had over the course of your life, including your dad forcing you to read the newspaper growing up, how that's going to inform what people are going to hear on The 7.
So my dad, he wanted us to be, you know, well-informed in the mornings as we were starting our days. And it's sort of like a habit that has like stayed with me. And I think, you know, folks need on a day-to-day basis something that's easy, something that's digestible, something that's useful for them, something that people can start their day with and be more informed. You know, my background has, you know, for various points always been very like people-centric. Whether that was me working as like a community reporter at a paper or working as an engagement editor at National Public Radio, NPR. Obviously, as a reporter, I'm interviewing them. Maybe as an engagement editor, I'm trying to understand, you know, why they're engaging with our content. But, you know, that's been my background. And, you know, I saw this opportunity at The Post to, having understood what people need in the mornings, I found myself in a position where I could, you know, be a part of a great team that was making this thing, The 7, the newsletter, into a podcast. And the team, myself, we all believe this to be something that can be very, you know, helpful for folks as they're getting a start to their day, you know, something that can be a part of their routine, you know, like I talk about with me and my dad and the newspapers.
I think a lot of Post Reports listeners might be wondering, well, I already listened to this one podcast that comes out in the evenings. How is The 7 going to be different from that? And what would you say to them?
Yeah, I like to think that, you know, as we're doing this podcast, I'd like to have like the sound of coffee playing in the back of my head. Because I do see like, you know, something that is at a speed for the morning, you know, something that you can listen to while you're helping your kids brush their teeth or something like that. That's the way I want to think about it, like a great way to start your morning.
So, Jeff, we're so excited about this show. It is launching November 14th.
That's right. People
should go ahead, subscribe to The 7 from The Washington Post, wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you so much, Jeff. We'll see you soon.
Thanks again, Martine.
the best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.